John chapter 14, verse 1 to 14. Jesus comforts his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Jesus, the way to the Father. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
I saw President Joe Biden on television this week. He was addressing a large group of American servicemen, and they were all standing rigidly to attention. And he suddenly realized, the president, that it was his job to tell them to stand easy. So he tells them to stand easy, they relax, and he smiles and he says, I keep forgetting that I'm the president. No other army officer will tell the soldiers to stand easy when the president is there. Well, Joe Biden might sometimes forget that he's president, but when we see Jesus, as we did in our Bible reading today, it's the night before his crucifixion, he has not forgotten who he is. It tells us in John chapter 13 that Jesus has come from the Father and he is returning to the Father. But he acts not in a presidential way. He acts not in the way of the emperor or the king. And he says to us, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Yes, Jesus comes as king, but completely differently to any other king. And in doing so, he tears apart our ideas of what it means to have authority. But more importantly, it puts on their head all our ideas about God. We often come to Jesus with an idea of who we think God is, and then we discover that it needs to change. John's Gospel tells us, and it's an amazing book, John's Gospel tells us that Jesus has come to show us the Father. He comes as the Son. And on these three Sundays, we're exploring this idea of God being Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He tells us that God is our Father because God is his Father. And he shows us by his actions what God the Father is like. His ideas about God are different to everybody who came before him and pretty much everybody who has come afterwards. So as we read this section of John's Gospel, we see that Jesus's disciples are in a whole load of confusion. Peter cannot fathom why Jesus wants to wash his feet. Surely that's the job of the servant. Is Jesus forgetting that he is the president? Thomas cannot understand what Jesus says. Jesus says, you know the way to where I'm going. And Thomas says, no, we don't. Philip says to Jesus, show us the Father. That's all we need. He hasn't realized what Jesus has been doing for the last few years. And Judas, that's not Judas Iscariot, the other one, just cannot make sense of what's going on. And if we want to sum up how the disciples are at this time, their hearts are troubled. And Jesus says to them, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. Now, here it's really important we don't go wrong. Because you could read that and say, well, that means that as Christians we ought not to be troubled. We ought to be happy all the time. No, that's just wrong. We do feel troubled. And this word that's used for troubled has been used three times in the last few chapters to talk about Jesus. It's used to describe Jesus when he faces the bereavement of Lazarus, his friend. It's used when he thinks forward to his own death. And it's used when he says that one of his own disciples, one of his friends, is going to betray me. The one who tells us not to be troubled doesn't do it in a way of saying, everything in life's been fine for me, no matter what happens, I've been able to handle it easily. He does it because he's been through trouble. And he knows what it's like to have his heart torn apart. And he says, I'm the one who's been through it before you. You can trust me. Don't let this trouble defeat you. So here's what Jesus is revealing. That anyone who wants to know the Father, that anyone who wants to know God, will go through times of deep trouble. And just as Jesus, in a way, really got to know his Father through the troubles. So that is how we get to know our Father in heaven. Through the times when it doesn't make sense. Through the times when it is distressing. Through the times when we cry out to God, God, are you there? Or perhaps even worse, God, do you care? And through many stumbles along the way, we discover that God really is the loving Father that Jesus told us about. What we need to know God as Father is a Son who can show us how to relate to this Father. The one who says to us, trust God, trust me. We didn't expect to find God here. We didn't expect to find God in a man washing his disciples' feet, in a man crucified, in one weeping at a tomb, in one who is utterly distressed because his friend has betrayed him. No, we would prefer to see the one who reveals God by feeding the 5,000 and by raising Lazarus from the dead and coming back from the dead himself. And that's all true. But perhaps we find him at the deepest place when he is in big trouble. Any journey of discipleship is going to have some incredibly hard moments. Perhaps years, perhaps many years. Illness, betrayal, bereavement, death, redundancy, and we could go on and on. And Jesus leads us to a point where we see him hanging on that cross and we place our hope in him that he can resurrect us. And we find the hope that God really is the Father that Jesus says he is. So Jesus says to us today, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one is coming through to the Father except through me. I will lead you to God as he really is. Perhaps today we're like Philip and we kind of gently hear the voice of Jesus saying to us, hey, don't you yet know me? Don't you yet understand? And Jesus says, I'm in the Father. The Father's in me. There is this perfect unity between the Father and the Son. And Jesus talks about the great things that the church is going to do as we share that unity. Amazing victories, won not by easy victory after easy victory, but by knowing the Father through everything. And like Jesus, learning to pray through it all. So my advice today is that we come humbly and say to Jesus, show us the Father. And maybe he will gently rebuke us that we've already seen him, but we will pray that God will open our eyes to the Son and to the Father through the Holy Spirit.